And now, back to Answers for Elders as we honor our military veterans. Carriage is the proud sponsor of our veterans segment, hosted by former Seattle Seahawk, Dennis Boyd.
Hello again, this is Dennis Boyd, checking in from Patriots Landing in DuPont, Washington. Today, here we're here with Paul Noop. Paul is a resident here at Patriots Landing, having served in the Army for 29 years. Thank you for joining us, Paul.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
What we are trying to do here is to kind of get a chance to honor the veterans in our community and kind of get a story for those what I would say are my kids' generations that may not have had a chance to understand what was going on back in 1955 and 1960s and so on when you entered the military. Tell me about you entered Officers Canada School?
No, it was ROTC.
ROTC, excuse me.
Western Kentucky State College at that time.
Okay.
Graduated from there in 1959 as a commissioned as a second lieutenant in the regular Army.
Okay.
So I went to the Field Artillery Officer's Basic Course at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and then was transferred to Germany and got to Germany in the fall of 1959. At that time, I was married and had two children, one of whom was born at Fort Sill. Mm. So that was my son.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and two children came over in early 1960. So they were staying with me there in Gießen, Germany, where I was assigned to a 280-millimeter gun battalion, the old atomic cannon.
Wow.
Spent about 18 months there, and then had completed my service with the field artillery and reverted to my basic branch of chemical corps and moved to Mannheim, Germany, with the 15th Chemical Group. They had two companies in that group. One was a maintenance company and the other a depot company. And I worked in both of those companies as a platoon leader, first in the maintenance company, where we repaired anything from protective masks to flamethrowers and tanks and so forth.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to ask. This is, so the chemical corps was, you were there basically to respond to a chemical attack, or?
Principally, yes.
Yes.
That was the primary mission of the chemical corps, is chemical defense.
Mm-hmm.
Although we also had the responsibility for planning chemical operations in mm-hmm. retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
But that was strictly on a planning basis. As far as I was concerned at that time, I was on the other end, the maintenance and the logistical side of the house, supplying smoke grenades and masks and protective clothing and flamethrowers and so forth to the combat arms.
So tell me a little bit about the climate. The political climate, if you will, at that time when you were in Germany.
Well, of course, this was during the time when the Berlin Wall was erected,
mm-hmm.
and the Cuban Missile Crisis was also ongoing at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was a little, and part of that was while I was in the Field Artillery Battalion, that 280-millimeter gun battalion. So that got a little bit tense because that, as you know, was an atomic-capable unit, and it was part of the defense of the Fulda Gap in northern Germany, which is where the planners thought the major attack from the Soviet Union would occur, is come in through the Fulda Gap with tanks,
mm-hmm.
principally tanks. So we had pre-planned targets in various areas there to help blunt the attack,
mm-hmm.
at least until the infantry units and the other armor units could get up to take care of them.
It was a time I remember the duck and cover drills that we would do in school. Oh, yes. Because of the at that time, the tension between the U.S. and the Soviet Union was so high.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
The Cuban Missile Crisis. And we were all so nervous, and you expected to hear the sirens go off for a nuclear weapon coming from Russia at that time, at any time. Mm-hmm. So as I guess each generation lives with a different fear.
A different threat hanging over them.
Yes, whether it's North Korea or the Soviet Union or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So from Germany, where'd you go from there?
Well, from Germany, we were reassigned to Fort McClellan, Alabama, mm-hmm. which was the home of the Chemical Corps at that time for the career officers course, mm-hmm. which was usually senior lieutenants and some captains. That was about a year-long course, and of course my family was with me there, and we lived in government quarters at Fort mm-hmm. McClellan. Following the course, I was reassigned to Fort Benning, Georgia, into the chemical section of the 2nd Infantry Division, who was stationed at Fort Benning at that time. That was supposed to be a 3-year assignment, mm-hmm. and it was pretty close to that, although that was during the time for the buildup of forces in Vietnam. And the 2nd Infantry Division was merged with the 11th Air Assault Division, which was being tested at Fort Benning. They formed the 1st Cavalry Division and deployed to Vietnam. I was reassigned from the division on the merger, reassigned from there to, where did I go? I think that's when I went to North Carolina to serve in an assignment with the North American Air Defense Command in a small Air Force radar site that served as the alternate command post for 20th NORAD region, headquartered at Fort Lee, Virginia. Very interesting assignment for 3 years, serving as an Army major at that time mm-hmm. with the Air Force. There were two other Army officers there, both of whom were air defense officers and operated the air defense system, part of the air defense system, coordinating with the Air Force for the Army Nike air defense batteries.
So you were basically the eyes looking east.
Well, they were, yes. Okay. I was supporting the battle staff with a chemical defense unit,
okay.
basically for fallout prediction, any chemical weapons protection that was needed. That was my primary function.
So not just chemicals. You were also dealing with radiation.
Oh yes,
protection. And
yes,
so on.
The all of the chemical officers were what was known as Prefix 5 qualified for nuclear weapons employment mm-hmm. and fallout prediction, which was our main function.
If I can ask what would you want people, your kids and people in generations, as maybe grandkids or great-grandchildren that you may not know, what would you want them to know about your service and what your experiences were and what it meant to you?
Well, I think I would want them to know, and I think my children do know, that it was a very valuable experience. And I firmly believe that when we did away with the draft, we made a mistake. I think every young person should have some type of service to their government, to their homeland, their community, and not just depend on the government to take care of them.
Yeah. That we see that in other countries, throughout the world. And whether it's service as a Peace Corps or something like that, or in the military, to be of service to others is probably a great way to start your life out and get to know things a little bit better. As you look today to young people, and like you said, the draft isn't there, but we see so much more automation coming up and almost taking the removal of people from the military. And Is that what is your thoughts there?
Well, I consider myself somewhat tech savvy, if you will, mm-hmm. but I could not keep up with today's generation of young officers and NCOs and enlisted. They have so much more technical knowledge and dexterity, thumb dexterity if nothing else, and computer yeah. savvy, that I just find it incredible that today's generation is that much further ahead than we were even when I retired in 1988. We were just starting to get computers.
Yeah.
But today, you don't do anything without a computer.
Right. Well, Paul, I want to take a minute here and thank you very much for your time, your service, and willingness to tell us the stories. And that was the whole intent here, is to take a moment and honor our local veterans and the time that they've served and what they've given this country.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
it's been
Paul.
A pleasure.
This has been a special Honoring Veterans presentation of Answers for Elders, brought to you by Carriage. For more information about Carriage, the website is careage.com.